Hi. Well, it's time for you to decide if you're willing to be a, well, guinea pig or not. I'm sorry about this, but I'm asking you to consider testing something. And you can decide whether you want to test it or not. Now, I can't tell you I know for sure what the outcome of this test will bring you. Even though I'm testing it myself and I'm liking the overall feeling of it. But the reality is I do so many odd things to myself that really it's hard for me to tell sometimes what's doing what to what. So if you're watching this, you're one of those rare people who actually comes and watches these things, and you have to use your own insight and your own intuition, your feeling, your faith, your trust, and you have to see if it's logical. Does it make sense? And do I want to do this? And does it do, am I willing to try it? So here's what I'm asking you to at least experiment with, and either publicly or privately, let me know how it feels for you, but you're probably going to need to give it really maybe 3 weeks to 6 weeks, well, maybe ideally longer. And it's not a lot different than a lot of the things we've been doing. It's just presented in a different way. Now, I'm going to give you an intellectual opinion, and I have to tell you, I don't like this opinion, but it's my opinion. And the reason I don't like it is we live in a divided heart. That's my opinion. We live in a divided heart. Why? Well, I think part of it is that we are constructed by and conceived by the relationship between our mother and father, physically and emotionally. It's when mom meets dad and so on. We're constructed by these two opposites. And I don't know about your parents, but it's rare parents who actually come together for truly loving reasons with some degree of awareness or emotional commitment, you know, the idealism of it all, right? I don't think very many of us had really parents who really did a unified experience. It was when mom met dad for all of the sociological reasons of one or the other. Attraction, repulsion, never mind all the reasons why we could go into about what they're really doing. This is part of the function of the divided heart. I'm saying that that divided heart happens to be focused in this location. Now, some of you have seen this already, but it's the thymus. For now, you can use the thymus on the front of the heart, though occasionally I'm still testing it on the back of the heart, but for now, it's in the front of the heart. Now, this is a thymus of an adult. This is a thymus of a teenager. Now, the difference is that in very young children, the thymus, which I could show you other pictures, covers half to two-thirds of the heart. But as a child grows up, and particularly between 12 and 16, this thymus starts to shrivel. Lots of reasons, theories about why it does that, but it's really one of the only organs that gets smaller as we age. Now, scientifically, by the age of 50, the thymus is 98% fat. Wow. It's still barely functioning because it has to function within something called the maturation of T cells. And that's just scientifically what I went and looked at. But I'm suggesting to unify the heart, this is the practice, go here. We live in a separated heart. Now, this separation has a top and a bottom, and it has a left and a right. So it actually is four quadrants of separation. I'm suggesting maybe what I'm experimenting with is going to this location and practicing some things to bring this separated heart back into some intentional, aware unity. Part of that unity is I need to be personally responsible for the experience I'm having, which means I need to be personally responsible for my law of attraction, and we use the protocol to help you deal with the law of attraction. We won't go in again what the protocol is. You're basically moving through and you're focusing it on your heart, ideally at this location. Now, I'm not technically sure exactly where this location is. It could be at the top of the heart where the thymus is connected to the heart. It could be at the midline of the heart where the thymus touches the pericardium. I'm kind of leaning toward that one, the middle of the heart, the halfway point. And for me, not to be overly technical, it's about a 3.6. Now, what does that mean? If we think of the body from the torso as being 1 through 6, 6, 5, 4 being the heart, 3 being the solar plexus where the liver and pancreas come together, and on down, belly brain at 2, bottom of the spine at 1, 3 is basically the solar plexus function of truth and wisdom coming together. 4 is where you and I, as friends, we exchange by intention to multiply the emotional effect of the things we're practicing. I know that sounds odd, but you and I have the capacity, when we want to multiply the emotional effects of things we're practicing. That's called friends. Eventually, not now for me, that to me is fraternal love. That's giving and receiving. That's 4. But this is not about 4. This is about 3.6. I'm pretty sure it's right at 3.6. Don't take me into that weird spot of explaining why, but just consider it's at right there between 3 and 4, but just past the halfway mark between 3 and 4, 3.6. It's nice to have an intellectual understanding of a theoretical possibility so that you can seek the soul-based emotional truth. You can ask, is this guy out of his mind, or there may be something to this? You ask your guides to help you. If this works for you, then go for it. So here's what I suggest you do. Let me just give you another graphic here for a moment. I'm going to give you this one. Now, I know this is slightly weird, so it looks like I'm going to have to get out of the way here for a moment. This is essentially a man and a woman, and they're focused ideally on the heart, like we all like to be at times, and there is a place between male and female. In me is separated by the relationship of my mother and my father and their dynamics, socially or otherwise. But later on, this is also separated by their parents, called your grandparents. Later on, this is separated again by, yes, your infamous great-grandparents. So you have these male-female polarity contrast separations. I'm suggesting we can start by going here in that thymus-oriented 3.6, trying this. You can put yourself, by the way, as a small child in between them if you want, because the reality is you once were, and energetically you still are in some form or another. I'm suggesting you go here and you use the best alchemical magic I would suggest. What is it? Gratitude. I know that sounds strangely simple. To go there, in that place, 3.6, thymus location, feeling, be a small child, gratitude. You don't have to go into a myriad of reasons why. You can if you want. Gratitude for your mother, gratitude for your father. And this begins to help you feel something. This is where I'm suggesting that you start. I am suggesting that you take it out into basically three diameters. And these diameters are about people. The first diameter, mother, father. The next diameter looks a little strange, but it kind of feels like this. And it's a flower, it's a rose in that same position that goes into the diameter of your grandparents. And the reason for that is it's a four. Your mother's parents, your father's parents, and you go up to that grandparent level with gratitude. Diameter number one, in your heart, mother, father. Diameter number two, involving the relationship of your grandparents, gratitude at a larger diameter. The larger diameter simply means a larger number of people included. So now you're including six people, your parents and your grandparents. Step number two. Step number three, well, it really helps if you acknowledge something like this. All this is all of your grandparents and great-grandparents. Third diameter, include your great-grandparents. You don't have to go to them individually. You can if you want to. You can experiment with that. You don't need to know the different qualitative experiences of the glands, the organs, the body systems, the meridians, and the flower essences. No, you don't need to know all those. Just go to that place at 3.6. Gratitude number one. Gratitude number two, gratitude number three. For now, my suggestion is just that diameter. Later on, yes, there's diameters of inclusiveness more than that, but this is within the context of what is accessible by you. Now, what's also not visible in here, which you can come back and do another one the same way. But if you look closely at this, you have a top and a bottom. Now, without really seeing it, you see the, you know, father's family on the top and the mother's family on the bottom. This is another location. You can do mother's family on the bottom, father's family on the top. I'm suggesting you could do them left and right because part of it is, if you will, left brain, right brain, or masculine, feminine. This is the iris, by the way, of flower and jewel function, opposite functions. Now, later on, I'm going to suggest that you do this in multiple directions using that one intentional instrument. Just gratitude for now. Yes, there's lots of other feelings that are also going to be useful. I mean, one of them is going to be compassion. Another one's going to be forgiveness. Another one eventually is repentance. There's a whole series of feelings that can come there. I'm asking you just to consider experimenting with just this one. Eventually, there's going to be a left and right, the top and the bottom. I'm suggesting that you just simply start here. Now, this may not be easy because we all have mommy and daddy issues, whether we want to admit it or not. No matter how numb we are, how much in denial or facade driven we are, no matter how much we've worked on this, we still have mommy and daddy issues. We will to the day we pass. How we handle them or how we work toward them is the real answer. Go to this place, feel it, 3.6, gratitude number one, mother and father, gratitude for grandparents, just your mother's, father's parents, third diameter, all of them, great grandparents, grandparents, mother and father, simultaneously. You can add some other things if you want, music. If you're really bold, you can add in some breath. You can if you want. If you want to do it stronger, add the time of the day. If you want to increase the function of it, add the month. Some of you know how to do that now. Well, it's up to you. This is my offer. This is, remember, you can test this, see how you feel. Let me know how that works for you. I got a pretty good idea. Part of the goal, just so you know, is that it starts to feel like this. Stand in the middle, gratitude. And we're going to circulate all of this, top, bottom, in, out, left, right, hours, weeks, months, seasons, years. Just when you thought it was safe, the guy starts to add to it again. Yeah, it's true. Thanks for being there, by the way. Your existence in the world brings me joy, giggles. Thank you. The motivation to sometimes to work more, do more, experiment more comes because of my relationship to you. Thank you. See you soon.